You're with SBS Radio.
بنام تي خبيبة سيتة ليموتا تعيتة مدنة أطوراي عم شو تابوتين سيتة السيرو مريزن الخرمشة أمنايا اتجاوز مرياتة أمانا شورة ميخاليان عم ناخد ويليام دانييل بتبيش زميرة وطعلة وسنيدة بيد سيدني يوث أوركسترا وأني زمرياتة وأهن رمشة ين موسيقى ده رمشة بتبايش مرخطة ومريزة بيد أمانا وكتاوة موسيقي أمريكاية ضيا جون بايلي أو إلى كومبوزر وكوندكتر الموسيقى كلاسيكية ورابع منوخن كي يطيلة جون بايلي كد خزينا جو رمشد بتنهرين مسبتانيا نايت التاما تخزيلة مرخوطة أوركسترا عم زماري وأماني أوتوراي ميقرأ جون بايلي هدير الهدية إلى جو سيدني أستراليا أو بتمرخط لدها رمشة ينكوندكت بتقاوت لدها رمشة أمنايا وإلى برستهم زمخ وبقرخ لحكمة بقاري هديتين من عمان مشميخ لداها تبقتت بدالم لشانة إنجليشايا وجو خوتاما بتمقروه قاتوخن الترجامة ينلقاطة حكمة من بوناية يولقى بقارة إتلن. The name John Kendall Bailey is well known to the Assyrian American community and to many around the world. Through his participation in Mesopotamian Night, he is a long-time collaborator with the Assyrian community. He blends his knowledge of classical music with Assyrian folk compositions by William Daniel, Paul Schaffry, and the rest, to recreate and bring to a mainstream audience his own artistic imagination of our music. It is my great pleasure to welcome to our program conductor, composer, and music director of Mesopotamian Night Orchestra, Mr. John Bailey. John, welcome to Australia and welcome to the Assyrian program at SBS Radio.
Shalom Aninos. It's an honor to be here and to be speaking with you today.
Great. I'd love to talk about your journey through the past 7 to 8 years with Mesopotamian Night. I think it's great to see you collaborating with our community. What drew you to us?
Well, it's actually happened through a colleague of mine. This is back when we were doing some performances with Mesopotamian Night that were the first pieces of music to be written as opera in Assyrian, in the Assyrian language, which is something that had never been done before. Mm-hmm. And that was part of, you know, the vision of Tony Hoshaba, yeah, who is really been the driving force behind Mesopotamian Night for all of these years. And he's always wanting to do new things, things that have never been done before, the first Assyrian musical, the first Assyrian ballet. And so they were working with opera singers, which is a bit of a crossover kind of thing, isn't it?
Mm.
And this was a singer friend of mine, Raika Shehabi Yagmai, and she, I believe they had talked to her because they had needed a conductor for this. At that point, it was the second annual Mesopotamian Night, I think, if I remember right. And so she had put me in touch with Tony, and we talked, and I thought it sounded absolutely intriguing. For me, it was unlike anything else I had done in my career to that point. And so we did that first performance, and it was quite something.
Mm.
I seem to recall it was at least 4 hours long. It was really ambitious, and I think we scaled it back a little bit since then. I could see what Tony and the, you know, his colleagues were going for with this concert, and it's been such a fantastic journey over the last 8 to 9 years, watching how Mesopotamian Night has grown and developed, the different things that we've done, the different composers that we have featured, the different elements of the Assyrian community that we've brought into play with these performances. And more recently, I have so enjoyed the fact that the idea that Mesopotamian Night has put forth has been taken up in other Assyrian communities around the country and now around the world, such that we, you know, traveled. I traveled to Chicago to conduct the first Mesopotamian Night in Chicago, and we did one in Los Angeles as well. And now here I am here in Australia doing one with the Assyrian Church of the East, and I understand that there will be an Assyrian Aid Society Mesopotamian Night this coming February in 2019, and I think there are plans for other performances in other areas of the world too, and that I think is just, I'm so proud of what we've done and how it is bringing the Assyrian community together in very new and different ways.
Mm-hmm. That's great. But as you mentioned, taking working with the Assyrian community, for you now, is it only a job or it's something that you are related to?
That's a good question. I think at this point, I'm kind of embedded in this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 7-8 years, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm not really doing it for the money per se. I mean, it's weird being a musician, you know, because you're, first of all, doing what you've grown up being trained to do and what you love to do. And at the same time, you also have to make a living, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm not one of those people that has a very high-paying corporate or tech job during the day and does music at night. I do music full-time, all the time. So that means that I generally work with between 10 to 15 different organizations every year. And so, but at heart, if I could, I would not care about the money at all. It's only because we have to make a living that money matters. So for me, being a musician has never been about the money, and certainly I don't make enough for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I should really go find a different kind of job.
Yeah.
But because my heart is in the music, that's really what matters. Mm. And as far as, you know, my work with the Assyrian Aid Society and now here in Australia with the Assyrian Church of the East, it's about what we're doing. It's about the mission. It's about promoting the sense of community and celebration of the culture of Assyrian people. And what I would actually love to see is that maybe more awareness could be made in the non-Assyrian community and in the world, because I think, you know, take the orchestra that's playing tomorrow for the concert is the Sydney Youth Orchestra. And I don't think any, if not many of them, probably any of them, are very aware of the Assyrian community and culture at all.
That's correct.
So in this small way, we have, you know, about 40 young people who are going to come away from this concert having a real awareness and appreciation for some elements of what it is to be Assyrian in a very small way of only, you know, having basically 3 days being connected to it. But what I would love to see is if perhaps someday these concerts would be attended by more than just the Assyrian community, that perhaps other people outside of that community would become interested and involved. And, you know, that's something I would love to see.
Uh-huh. Do you work alongside any Assyrian advisors to ensure that you're presenting the music in the best way possible, talking about the Mesopotamian Nights, for example?
You know, we always have a team of people, and I wouldn't necessarily say I work with anyone in particular to check in with and make sure it's being done correctly. I don't think anyone's ever come up to me and said that it should be done differently. So as far as I know, I must be somehow intuitively doing it correctly.
Yes.
Or at least, you know, I would say at this point, having done it for so many years now, that I think I probably get it.
Yeah. John, for many Assyrian singers, singing with an orchestra is quite a rare opportunity. For some singers who perform in Mesopotamian Night, it would have been their first time. How did you find working with this dynamic, for example, bringing together two different styles of performances, Assyrian folk and Western classical?
I actually think that's probably a better question to ask the singers.
Yeah. from your perspective, yes.
Yeah, from my perspective, I think that all of the singers I've worked with have done an admirable job of adapting to singing with an orchestra and with a conductor, because, you know, I think for probably most, if not all of them, that's not something they've really done. And if they had any kind of anxiety about it, or I did not sense that so much at all, and still don't. And certainly some of the people that I've worked with the most frequently, like Linda George, who is singing tomorrow, and with Walter Aziz, they're so poised and so confident. And if there's anything inside them that feels uncomfortable, I have no awareness of it. They are such professionals. Mm-hmm. You'd have to ask them.
she'll do. Is there anything unique the Assyrian performers bring to the orchestra? For example, as you mentioned before, the Sydney Youth Orchestra, this is the first time maybe for them to meet Assyrian singers. The same thing goes in Mesopotamian Nights, where the members of the orchestra haven't been in touch or in contact with any Assyrian singers, but through you, through the Mesopotamian Nights, they've met or they heard the Assyrian music. So anything unique that the Assyrian performers bring to the orchestra?
Well, I think that just by their very embodiment of the style and the background of Assyrian music and culture, that's something that simply, it's represented just in their presence on the stage and the way they sing their own songs. And I think that what the orchestra musicians come away with is just an incredible new awareness for this style of music. I mean, largely it's generally, you know, a Middle Eastern style. There are differences, obviously, between countries and areas. But for, I would say, most Americans, for example, it's not something they necessarily hear at all. But, you know, part of, I mean, I try to give the music a sense of style in the way that I tell them how to play things, the way, for instance, the violins might use their bows to play certain short notes or faster passages, and or perhaps the percussion and this particular sense of rhythm that, you know, you might have a pop song that, that taps directly into, you know, a very standard Middle Eastern kind of dum tek tek dum tek 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 dum tek tek dum, you know, and if they have never heard music like that before or played it, then they just need to be, you know, given a sense of what that's supposed to sound like. And, you know, I'll also send to the orchestras I work with, if I can find them, you know, links from YouTube online of, you know, some of the music so that they can listen to it. Especially, you know, I always consult the original song recordings that, you know, artists like Linda George have recorded so that I can hear what the original song sounded like before it was made into an orchestral arrangement, so that I can try to still give it the same sense of style that the original had, even though it is being played by an orchestra. And to me, that seems logical because, you know, if you have an audience showing up to hear Linda George and they know all her songs, they're going to want it to sound more or less like the versions they know, even though it's being played by an orchestra. So, but I'll still send the orchestra those links so that they can listen to the music, first of all, just to be exposed to those classic songs, but also so that it can inform the way that they perform the music as well.
That's great.
But definitely a lot of that comes from, you know, the way that they get to work with some of these wonderful performers.
On Sunday is the well-anticipated Naruto concert. I don't doubt your conducting ability, but considering the short time you've been here, getting to know the choir and the musicians during rehearsals, how do you think the performance will go?
Oh, I think it's going to be spectacular.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, the chorus has been working for months on this music, and you know, I even before I worked with them, so many people came up to me and said, you know, we're just amateurs, we're volunteers, we're not professionals. So I was prepared for maybe the choir to not be very good, but they're excellent. They're putting their heart and soul into the music. They sing with such full voices and with such spirit. And as I, you know, the orchestra, the Sydney Youth Orchestra, on only a couple of rehearsals with them, and they've never played any of this music before, and they are, you know, young musicians. They've only have only a handful of years of experience under their belts. They've really taken this music on, and I think putting the orchestra and the choir together, it's going so well. And then you add Linda George to it, and it's just going to be a spectacular evening. I can't wait to see who shows up and how they respond, and I just hope it is a magnificent and powerful and relevant and meaningful evening for the Assyrian community.
It's almost sold out, actually, and I'm looking forward, actually, to being there. Finally, you're here in Australia for a very short time. Would you ever come back to work with our community again for another project?
Not only would I, but I hope I will.
Uh-huh.
You know, I understand the Assyrian Aid Society is doing an event in February, and if they do another one that has an orchestra, I, of course, would love to be there if they wanted me to be there. If the Assyrian Church of the East does another Narutu program, oh, I would, of course, love to come back for that. So anytime, just I'm so much a part of this mission, and I'm honored always to be a part of it.
That's great. John, I thank you for your time and look forward to seeing you on Sunday night.
I look forward to that too, Ninos. Thank you so much.
بقرن قا ميقرا جون مودي قمشاوق لي اتهاب الصيرة بشوتا بوتن او مره بورخت مدبرانة ساتة عدرانة ومدبرانة ليلة ين رمشد بتنهرن توني خشابة مصيلا تبقى بأخداري كت اتوالي غدا خورتا زمرتا تبعيا وزمرا وأوبرا جو رمشد بتنهرن وآي قمت بقاي بي توني ومن ديجي ويلم بلاخا مغدادي بقرم مني في الخان وقا تراي إلقا زوزا ين بوت سبها بخيني مري ات هدية أنا إيوان خسامة من عما تراي إنا لي عودن و شولاني قالو خن بوتزوزا أخا موسيقورا كي مغبن ات شولانت بعوادون وبرشايت بالخاني قاسات عدرانا ولخا جو استراليا قاعدة مدنخا أو نيشت بالخاني عم خيني إلى قا عدرانة آتوراي أب خوطت موسيقورا أخراي جو أدخا عوديات شواقيلت يطي مانينا آتوراي وآها يولى لغدا خادو تقاتي مقري مودي لقي الشقتو على زمارة إيمن بكلاينا و باري إيتن أوركسترا مطاعولة كما مع دانو تقاها إتلا على زمارة يعني كما مصديان تبتو يقاتي أو مرة كل زمارة تشركنا جو موسيقور جو موسيقي التمثبتين النايت عويدنا خشولة مأجبانا ومصديان تزمري عن أوركسترا أنا لنخزيا اتهوينا جو أصدوتا ولا لرهطوتا وخيكم مني أخ ليندا جورج والتر آزيز أمينا إيد ويانا بزمار عم أوركسترا وإتلون مصياتي الرابع خلاني إما بقرن ات بغدا دانا كريتا أتيلوخ أستراليا وقدم إلى يومة ناروتو كونسرت كما بخشوتوخ الدست الزمار وأوركسترا هديرنا قا أهرمشا وداخي بتزمري ميقرا جون مره اتهموني بتعودي خشولة شابيرا دست زماري وقاقت عدانا جاروبنا وبزمار أوركسترا وبزمارنا وواد الرهيرسلز ومطينا الخضرغة اتاني عم دي أوركسترا بتمغزي خب الخانم أجبانا بختام بقرن هيتش بتقاتت قا أستراليا تبالخي دغدايا خيتا قا عطوراي او مره لا بلكت اينا بهيوبن وبتآتن وبلخن ويقار لقات تهاون من شركانا عم شوتا بوتا أطوريتا.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.